could go this alone in pain until you came along.
she always takes that long. When she pulls up, she got a new tattoo. It's like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. The deeper and deeper I fall, she's wide, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wide, and she loves Massachusetts. Massachusetts night. She's a lover and a fighter, a drinker and a driver. And I'm all alone even when I'm beside her. More than I want her, the tighter I hold, the faster and faster she goes. This is why, and she loves a Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's why, and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. There's a halo around the parking lot of light. I feel small and insignificant, trying to imagine how I'd ever fit into her life. I want to hold her, I want to heal her, I want to trust her, I don't believe her. From harm, but I know I'm never gonna fall asleep in her arms. And that Massachusetts night looms long and wide, and I don't see my reflection in her eyes. She's wide, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wide, and she loves this night. She's wide, and she loves Massachusetts. She's wide, and she loves Massachusetts. Massachusetts night.
Listening to WMFO in Medford.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Thank you. stay in Rome, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A Brooklyn Ave lands downstream, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues, a dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitar,
to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. Got a great tune coming up from the Timothy Paul Band out of Maine. Enjoy.
That you have, so you'll never leave. kisses. She holds you and smiles. Your second chance. It's your second chance.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
My name's Daniel.
I'm Ronika.
And I'm Nick.
We are Mint Green.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, tell us about the name Mint Green.
Mint Green is one of my favorite colors, if not my favorite color. I mean, it is, because that's...
Flattering.
Yeah, that's why it's the band name. It's just a very soft... muted color, but still kind of stands out in a way because it's green, you know? It's pastel, it's nice, and I really like it.
Oh, then again, Kermit the Frog liked everything green.
Well, I guess him and I have a lot in common then. There was this green hoodie that I would wear in high school a lot, and I literally got the nickname Mother Nature.
I remember that.
Yes. Hoodie. Yeah. Nick and I went to high school together, and it was just this green hoodie. They were called, like, Tune something. It was when they had, like, built-in earplugs into the strings of your hoodie, and I had a bright green one. And
that was a big deal too.
Yeah, because you can like sneak and listen in class, you know, to music. But Mother Nature was my nickname because I wore that hoodie a lot, so I stopped wearing it. But that's how much I liked green. Goes way back.
So tell us about each one of you. You know, what growing up, who did you listen to, who were your inspirations, and what made you want to come into music?
Well, growing up, I listened to a lot of old school R&B and classic rock. That was like the main two things that I listened to, and I started to branch out into different subgenres or whatever you want to call it, but it's mainly the classic rock that got me really into instrumental rock music and music with vocals and stuff like that, singing.
I grew up on a lot of different things. My mom really liked Lauryn Hill and that type of like R&B rap, and also like even further back like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and the more poetic stuff like Jill Scott. So I grew up listening to a lot of that, but then I discovered rock and roll. So my brother and I would sneakily download heavier stuff, or at least heavier to us, like Breaking Benjamin and System of a Down, things of that nature. And then I kind of got into the best of both worlds, where it was like rock, but also super catchy stuff like Paramore and Evanescence, Flyleaf, Weezer, Linkin Park. So my mother and I and my brother, we kind of butted heads a lot with what was blasted throughout the house. But I'm glad that I got kind of a mix of a lot of different things. I feel like I can incorporate it in my music today.
Growing up, so in middle school, high school, I listened to a lot of kind of pop punk, like Blink 182, Paramore, in college, I also like listened to classic rock back then, Led Zeppelin, that sort of thing. College, I kind of branched out and listened to like jazz and like some classical music because I played in an ensemble. And lately, I've like been listening to a lot of indie music, also like rap, hip hop. Yeah.
See, a lot of the music you were listening to, Led Zeppelin, wasn't old-time music when I listened to it.
Right.
It was now-time music.
Yeah. Current rock.
Current rock,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So, what brought the three of you together? I mean, I know you went to school together, but I mean, what made Mint Green what it is?
The internet. Honestly, I met Nick. I met Daniel on Craigslist. I'm not sure if he posted the ad or if I posted the
Craigslist
ad.
A Craigslist singer?
he was. I feel like he was looking for drums. I feel like you were looking for to like drum in a band or something like that. And like he didn't have any proof that he could drum, like no like videos or pictures or anything like that. But I had a different guitarist at the time, and we just met him in a public place, and I liked what his goals were, and he seemed nice enough. So then we rehearsed in his apartment with electric drums, and he's been with us ever since. He's actually like the last remaining original member. Nick is a recent Mint Green member. We were in a band in high school, but then after that disbanded, no pun intended. Him and his family moved out to like Attleboro, and I guess you could like tell the rest of your story, but
yeah. So I was in Attleboro. I was living there with my mom and dad, and I was just reaching out to Ronika a lot. And then one day, instead of responding to the question I asked her, she just asked me if I wanted to play guitar in Mint Green. And, so I said yes. And we've been making it work for the last couple months. Picking up some speed, making everything feel a little bit more normal.
Yeah.
Do you have a song you'd like to play for us?
Yeah. This song is called Foggy. It was just released on Friday, and it's one of our favorite tracks.
So it's a radio premiere, world premiere.
Yeah. Well, technically, so people will be able to find it online now.
Right, but I'm saying right here on What's Happening.
Yes, yeah, This is it.
Do I point the mic at the guitar?
Keep me safe in your foggy memory. I hope it's not the same old stories, and I'll try to replace them quickly. Everything is a shell of what it used to be. I'm always trying to come up with excuses for my actions. This is just the beginning. Maybe I was meant to be alone. I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard. Every day there's another problem that I can't solve. That I can't solve. We have come so far, or so we say. It's too late to turn around anyway. I'll keep pushing and saying we're meant to be. Even though this will all fail eventually, I'm always up for a challenge. Though I still find myself asking, is it worth it? This is just the beginning. Maybe I was meant to be alone. I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard. Every day there's another problem that I can't solve. That I can't solve. Thank you. Thank you.
Really good. Really good.
Thanks. Yeah, that song was kind of my first time getting into like math rock, I guess. Our previous guitarist, that's one of his favorite genres. And so like that intro riff where it's like boom ba do ba do ba do ba do, like that's something that like I would never usually like put into a song, but it was really cool experimenting with that. And our bassist Muñeca, she's new to the band as well. The bass part's really cool for it because there's like a little solo, which doesn't happen in any of our other songs. So that's one of my favorites from the album. Yeah.
Where can they find you?
We are on everything: Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp.com/mintgreenma. That's where all the music is. But in general, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, we're really active on. So I like talking to people.
I noticed because you've got a lot of followers on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I guess we do. We just passed 1,500, 1.5K, which is really cool. I think it has to do a lot with Nick joining and Muñeca as well, because now their families are like inviting every cousin, aunt, and uncle to like the page. But I guess, you know, we have gotten a little bit more exposure too, because our release show was at Newbury Comics on Newbury Street. So that was like really cool. And I guess people kept their eye open for that. But yeah, social media is cool. I owe everything to the internet, this band.
Agreed.
My livelihood.
So, well, actually, when you are not playing music, what did each one of you do?
I'm a student, a medical student, actually, and that's what I spend my time on.
What area are you looking to go into?
Not sure yet. I just started my second year, so.
Where are you going?
BU.
Well, let's see.
Med school.
Well, due to the fact that you're dealing with music, orthopedics sounds really good.
Orthopedics?
Because, you know, you're always, you know.
Yeah, as a drummer.
Yeah, and
smart.
that way you can play your music and adjust yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
I work at a veggie and / vegan restaurant part-time, and I just roller skate around, hang out with a lot of different friends. One in particular, Jasmine, she's really cool. I hang out with her a lot.
Shout out
to Jasmine. We're seeing Beyonce tonight together, so
that's cool.
She hooked that up for me, but yeah, that's what I do.
So I've had a lot of different jobs over the past 2 years. I spent a long time as a dog bather and dryer and a kennel attendant, doing like overnights and trying to learn how to groom dogs and stuff like that. And then I worked at a wedding banquet facility as a prep cook for about a year, and now I have a job lined up down in Boston at Pavement Coffee House, name drop. So that should be happening, you know, late August.
Jeez. Think it's a place that you may get in and play?
I don't know. Maybe.
You have any gigs coming up?
Yes. We are playing Friday in Lowell at a place called Worthen House. And then on Saturday, we're playing in Alston in a just nice, classy basement, which you can message us for the address for. And then we have a string of gigs after that, because we're actually going on tour. We haven't announced it yet on social media, but we're going to be hitting up New York and Baltimore.
Rhode Island.
Philly. Yeah.
Should have taken care of the East Coast.
Yeah, exactly. A little thing. It's our first time hitting up multiple places in a week on the East Coast. So.
Interesting. Yeah. You're going to all food places.
Mm.
Oh. You know, you're going... You know, you're in Boston. You know, you get what we have here. You go to Baltimore. You've got the crabs.
We're all eaters, too, so this is
You go to Philly, you've got the cheesesteak.
That is true.
G knows, but don't, you know, don't say I mentioned it. But,
name drop.
Rhode Island, you know, they have their style of clam chowder too, so.
Mm. I'm sure the boys will enjoy that a lot. Like every time we like have practice or like a show, it's always like, do you want to go food before? And
if I can interject, like, the first time I ever played with Daniel, we had to change the spot where we were practicing at, but we were held up because there was already food on the way to the practice space. And I was like, that's cool. We're going to be friends. I like that.
So you have another song for us.
Yeah. This one is the title track of the album. I actually released it as a single on my birthday, which was May 18th, and now it's just the first track on the EP. It's called Holy, and this is only like my second time doing it alone, so I can see how it sounds, but I'll give it a try, I guess. Just to make you understand me. Instead of moving forward, you just wallow in self-pity. We've been holding your hands since you came back into the city. And everyone around you thinks you're holier than holy. This isn't the way. Pretending everything's okay when it's not, when it's not, when it's not. I don't wanna go. Don't you try and change my mind. I love you by default, but I can't smile through this time. I've been trying my hardest just to make you walk away from me. I find it so much easier since that's the way it used to be. The reason I won't come around really shouldn't be a mystery. And everyone around you thinks you're holier than holy. This isn't the truth. No matter what they say you're due, it comes back to you, it comes back to you, it comes back to you. I don't wanna go. Don't you try and change my mind. I love you by default, but I can't smile through this. Every second that I'm with you, I feel more alone. I don't wanna go. Every second that I'm with you, I feel more alone. I don't wanna go. Every second that I'm with you, I feel more alone. I've never seen you before, I've never seen you before. Thank you.
You have another one for us?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Rapid fire.
This one is, I think, our most listened to on Spotify, so I feel like we have to do it. It's called Time Stamped. It was inspired by someone that wouldn't reply to my Facebook messages. And you know how on Facebook and a lot of social media sites now, and even just your regular text messages, you see a little timestamp for when they read the message. So it was kind of just like that, like, whoa, I know you read this at 8:53 p.m. Why haven't you replied yet? So I wrote a song about it that makes it sound fake deep. Haunted by our past and everything in between. We breathe with uncertainty and a strength that's only in our dreams. Everything we know has a time stamp. Everything we love isn't guaranteed. We have to make the most of our time here. Even though we're mad at reality, why do I put my energy into people who will never care for me? And you say that it's normal and I'll be fine, but I still mind. And that you and I are everlasting. We neglect the basis of respect. We get pushed around and ignored and act like it never happened. Oh, everything we know has a timestamp. Everything we love isn't guaranteed. We have to make the most of our time here. Even though we're mad at reality, why do I put my energy into people who never care for me? And you say that it's normal and I'll be fine, but I still mind. Everything we love isn't guaranteed. We have to make the most of our time here. Even though we're mad at reality, why do I put my energy into people who never care for me? And you say that it's normal and I'll be fine, but I still mind.
Really? I think the best part of the music is you can hear every lyric and the music doesn't overtake the words.
Thank you. That's cool. Yeah, I feel like we try to have a balance. Like, it kind of goes back to how many different genres we all listen to, like growing up and stuff like that. Like, Nick is really big into instrumentals and just like technical guitar stuff. I'm super into lyrics. So like if I'm doing like a live show or something, I really want to make sure that like the lyrics are heard, so I'm not like wasting my voice. As like weird as that sound, I guess. Like even like right now, like my voice is sore because we just played on Friday and we had like two shows before that. So like, yeah, I like to have like a nice balance live between all the instruments and the vocals and stuff.
So how'd you go about setting up your tour?
It was pretty collaborative. We're going with our friends Ravi and the Houseplants. It's mostly like their tour and we're kind of like going along with them. They're kind of like up and coming, like They just started like maybe like a year-ish ago. And I'm going with them because they're good friends and they wanted to like tour before their two of their bandmates go to like Spain in the fall. They're like Berkeley students. So I was like, you know what? I don't really have any extreme plans in the summer, so let's just do it for fun. I feel like because it's not like a super big like going out to like Chicago or anything super far, I feel like it wouldn't really be a waste in that sense, because I feel like a lot of smaller bands go on tours and end up kind of like not breaking even and like kind of like losing money. That's why we kind of kept it close to home. Like Daniel's in school, like he said, so he still has like classes to go to at like 10 a.m. So we're kind of like branching out here and there to places that are still within distance, like New York and Rhode Island. We were going to do Maine as well, but we ended up playing Lowell instead on Friday. But I think the furthest out we're going is Philly and Maryland, which I'm really excited about because they're all with bands that have been in Boston and moved to Philly, or Philly bands that have toured here and we've already played with. So I know that they're going to bring like a lot of people out. So I think it's going to be fun and beneficial, and the Ravi gang have kind of taken the reins on hooking up a lot of the dates. It's been really collaborative. I think that's why we did this tour, because it wasn't just like me or like us stressed out. They booked it, I booked some dates, got some places to sleep at, things like that. Yeah,
and that's cool because you're doing it with friends.
Yeah,
that's the most important part. It's going to be fun for everybody.
Fun, food, and friends.
Honestly.
So what would you like to play next?
We were actually going to do a cover. It's a song that Nick would play in high school a lot, just like off the cuff, just playing the riff. And I was like, what is that song you always play? I still barely know it because I'm just so used to hearing him play it. Like, why would I listen to any other version? But I feel like I have the gist of it. It's Drive by Incubus, and we're going to see how far we get just for fun. Fear of uncertainty is stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I'll let the fear take the wheel and steer. It's driven me before, it's driven me before, it seems to have a vague haunting mass appeal. But lately I'm beginning to find that I should be the one behind the wheel. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there, I'll be there. So if I decide to waver my chance to be one of the hive, will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive? It's driven me before, seems to be the way that everyone else gets around. But lately I'm beginning to find that when I drive myself, my light is found. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open eyes and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there, times.
Good times.
So now you've recorded version.
Yes. For everyone to hear.
Whew. Yeah, it is getting a little warm.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Nothing we can't handle.
And you brought a great photographer with you, too.
Yes.
Absolutely the best.
Yes.
She's featured in a magazine.
Mm-hmm. A shout out to Anna Lamond. She does a lot of our social media for live shows. Yes. Give it up. Emerson graduate. Stripe wearer. Undercut haver. Honestly, shout out to all of my friends that like come and take photos and videos of us, because I feel like that's really important in the age of social media. Like, it's hard to prove that you like play music
and are doing things.
Yeah,
actively.
And you're doing things. Yeah, like, so I think that's really important, because like even random people could be like, whoa, like look at that megaphone you have, or whoa, you just jumped off of an amplifier. Like, it catches people from like high school, or like my mom, they'll be like, ooh, like clap emoji, like cool, you're doing things, that's fun. Otherwise it's just like, oh, another show, cool, whatever. But like, if you show that it actually like exists, then it's cool, you know.
Yeah, but also getting out there and, as we say, supporting local music.
Yes,
getting
definitely
out there. I mean, you're supporting your friends by going on tour, and they're supporting you by bringing you. So you're going to be performing together, or are you going to be opening for them, or
It kind of switches back and forth. Yeah, it's weird because we don't actually have like the set times for each individual show yet, but I feel like the ones where they have friends on, like the ones that help them book it, they'd probably be a little bit later in the night. We'd probably, you know, like second and third. I feel like going on tour with two touring bands is a little tough anyway, and like the local scene, because that means it's only supported by like two locals or even one local in some case. So I'm down to like open the show, or like be, you know, second if they want to go later in the night, because they did like a lot of work for a lot of the tour. But Philly, Ravi, I'm gonna be third, because that was 100% all me, and I am really excited about it. It's like with a band called Who Loves You and a band called Susie Durkins. They used to live here in Boston, now they live in Philly, and they are popping out there, so I'm gonna capitalize on that. And my friend Sam, who goes by Susie for the music scene, she has a really cool cat that we get to meet, and she's
really
letting us sleep in her house. So I'm gonna try to be a little bit later on that show to, you know, be seen by more folk, I guess.
It sounds inspiring.
Yeah.
You know. And
either way, we're all gonna have fun, so
be good for all his medical patients down the road too.
Oh yeah.
We're out here on tour, and saw a lot of, you know, but that's,
yeah, we have a medic on site all the time now, cause
that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'm not there yet.
Stage, he's got his little medical bag, right? You know, the, you know,
if anyone passes out in the hot summer basements, he'll be there to resuscitate, you know. Yeah.
You know, he'll bring bottles of water and gum.
The essentials.
And Band-Aids.
This tour is really shaping up.
Yeah.
So you have another one?
Yeah, this is going to be our last one. It is the last one on the album as well, which is called Headspace. It's going to be out. Well, it's already out. What am I saying? On Spotify and all that good stuff. And it's kind of an anthem about inclusive spaces and safe spaces, which Boston is kind of dwindling on in the professional sense. You know, it's very specific to an event that happened a couple summers ago at like an art gallery that we would frequent and play shows at. There was some problematic stuff going on there, so a lot of people stopped playing there, and so a lot of the venues now are 18+, 21+, things like that. All ages spaces seem to be dwindling a bit, which is why a lot of people turn to basements and things like that, the DIY scene. So again, shout out to all the local music, all the local bands, and all the basements that we get to play every weekend. So Nick's tuning up right now. Take care. Yeah. This has a very special tuning that's super fun to do. Shout out to my mom. She's listening on a bus right now.
Oh, yay.
Back from New York. She sent me a lot of emojis to shout her out. And she says, holy is her jam. So shout out to my mother, Monique. And this is Take Care.
Time.